Dr. Noah Botnick for the first time.
Sit here?
You can sit there. That's your seat for the next
one.
All right. Now, get questions into Noah very, very quickly because this is one and only time. After this, his celebrity status is going to go through the roof.
Okay.
Charlie, you want to kick this off?
Sure. Noah, just maybe tell us what that game was like for you, obviously knowing the changes you guys made, you know, playing at a different back four and also with Malcolm. I mean, what was it like for you and kind of how did you have to adjust?
Yeah, I mean, going into the game, we knew we had, obviously Oswaldo was suspended and Frank was injured, so we knew that we had to change the defensive line, but I thought we were very good today. I thought Niall came in, he was really good after a long time of not playing. I thought we were comfortable for most of the game. I just thought everybody did well in the defensive line. Yeah.
Thanks, Tom.
Going up against obviously a very potent Forge attack, and you know it's the same as the match we're on. They kept coming close to you guys. You know, how do you think the response from you guys was? Like, obviously Adekube been out of position, Higgins coming in for his first match in a month, mm-hmm. and yourself anchoring that.
No, I thought, I mean, obviously this
recording
season...
Recording in progress.
Obviously this season against Forge, we've lost every game, so I think a clean sheet against them, even though it's a tie, we obviously want to win every game, but I think a clean sheet against them, considering, you know, the attack that they have quality players on the wings and up front. And yeah, like I said, I thought everyone that came in, Niall did a great job. Elijah, when he went back to center back, did a great job. So I think it was very good by everybody.
You mentioned, obviously, the previous matchups between you guys and Forge being pretty one-sided and Forge scoring a lot of goals. So, you know, I guess, obviously, the main thing is potentially coaching, new coach coming in. What do you think has kind of changed in the group's like in mindset and just execution since your last matches against Ford?
Yeah, no, I think Benjamin, I've said it before, I think Benjamin, since he's come in, he's brought like a new mindset to the team, new mentality. I think everybody, if you ask anybody in the team, they'll say the same, that we, ever since he's came in, we kind of like believe that we can win the league, hopefully, or finish high up. I think, no, just his energy, his passion every day in training has rubbed off on everybody, and I think you guys can clearly see that on the field for sure.
Thank you.
Any other questions for Noah? A couple for you.
Yeah.
Your growth as a player over the last 12 games with a coach like Benjamin, mm-hmm. you recognized in yourself more confidence and more maturity, and you're wrapping up these appearances throughout the season. You must be feeling very good in yourself as a player.
Yeah, no. I think, obviously, for any young player like me, it's important to just be able to keep playing games, get continuity. Benjamin, obviously, he's put trust in me, put a lot of trust in me and giving me the games, you know, in training, coaching me, trying to improve any weaknesses that I have. No, I think, I've come a long way since the beginning of the season, especially since the beginning of last season, even when I came into the league. And I still have so much more to improve. So I think I'm on the right path right now, but I think it's going well, especially with Benjamin.
I remember one day in training session, Benjamin sitting with you, Frank, and Oswaldo, and he spoke to you for, I guess, 15, 20 minutes. Just you guys, three center backs, core center backs. Niall, I guess, was a little bit injured at the time. But he seems to be a very communicative coach, where he'll take the time to speak with you, and there's a lot of dialogue in terms of improvements and what he wants from you.
Yeah. No, Benjamin, he's a very straightforward person. You know, whatever he wants to tell you, he'll tell it to your face. You know, like he always tells us things that we need to improve as a back line, or not just as a back line, but even as a team, whatever the front line. I think just overall the team has come leaps and bounds since his appointment. I have nothing but praise for him, so, yeah.
Fantastic. Nothing but praise for you after tonight. Another clean sheet for you. Any more questions in the room for Noah? Hey, that's it. Wasn't too bad, was it? I told you, they wouldn't bite. Unless you said something really mean to them.
Yeah,
you're done, Justin.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Noah. Thanks.
Hi, how are you?
They'll tell you about all the nice things he said about you.
Oh, he did?
Oh, yeah. Okay, Benjamin is here. Questions in the room first? Charlie?
Ben, just maybe start with kind of how you saw that game. It seems like two teams that maybe just couldn't solve the other, and it's a bit of a chess match.
Yeah, it was. Actually, it was. Forge is a great team. We all know it. Has been champion for so many times, and have great players, a very good coach, and the most important thing was to really let everybody know that we are in the same level at the moment. We are in the same level of the leaders of the good great teams that have been in this Canadian Premier League. We are a small team with big dreams and trying to play good football. And if we are not at our best in an excellent day, we can suffer. And that is our reality. So players, my players, York United players need to know that they have to give 100% in every way and be phenomenal. Phenomenal, because great is not enough. And they were today. Not much possibilities on both sides, structured, tactical instructions from me, from the opponent coach. Of course, we knew that that where they were going to attack and how, and the movements they do, and the quality of their wingers, and of course their striker. And we contained when we needed to contain. And we tried to create our possibilities, but that was it. I think a very good tactical game, 0-0, talks about that we knew how to defend, and of course 1 point is valuable for us.
Specifically on the defending, obviously you make the change at the back going to the four, and there's what did that change for you, and how impressed were you, especially with Noah and Niall and their adjustments?
Players are working at the same level. Right, in over the week, they have the same patterns of play. They know the system, they know the idea, the philosophy is clear. They did what we trained, and when a coach achieves to see his team doing what we trained in detail, well, that is a good thing. And then from there, maybe one decision here, one decision there. One space here, one space there. That makes a difference in many situations. But the game plan was executed. And for me, that's achievement. And of course, praise Niall that without being chosen for a long time in many games, he did a great job. He did a great job versus a great team, and he was composed. And Laja also gave me a lot of different positions. So we have good players. We have good players, working players, that have a maybe not the best skills that we can see, but they work as hard as anyone. And I love it because we are a team that works together, and we are going to continue growing as a team and trying to push the players to be better.
Benjamin, I guess just to build off Turner's question as well, you know, how much does a clean sheet mean maybe to a team that in the three meetings against Forge, obviously before you took over, but in the three meetings against Forge had conceded 9 goals to them? So do you think that just means more to the team just to be able to maybe silence them a bit?
No, I don't want to silence anybody. I just want to I mean, yeah, it's it's a clear thing that if we didn't concede versus a team that was scoring many goals against you, we are improving in many ways. Defense is improving, order, organization, structured block, defensive block, distances, communication, coordination, decision making, all of that is improving. But when we don't see it in the scoreboard, maybe it's like, oh yeah, but, right? But amazingly, improvement that I've seen in the team. But we can do more. I think if we want to be in the top of the league, if we want to be champions, if we want to compete for the first places in this next eight matches, we have to win 3 points. And that's what we tried today. Even with the subs, I mean, minute 70, 75, 80, I was putting everyone to attack, right? And I was maybe leaving a little bit exposed the team, but I take risks. I like to take risks, and that's my style, and that's not going to change.
I'm just wondering maybe how you felt about it seemed like in the final third, whether it was, you know, Babouli or at some times Guzman, just maybe the decision making just wasn't as quick enough.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe we have to work on the options that we have when we get to the last third, when we cross, when we do early crosses, when we go 1v1 on the sides, when we make some ruptures on diagonals, some runs on the back of the defenders, and we need to improve individually and collectively. Regardless of name, we need to improve, all of us. Me, as a coach, I need to improve in training all these situations in order for the players to have more information and decide better. But, we have been lacking efficiency in the last third. But it's gonna improve, and I promise you the goals are going to come.
Thank you.
Guillermo. Okay. Marcelo, from Sport Conectados. First, I will make you the question in Spanish, and
yes,
then it will translate in
yes,
English. Buenas noches, Benjamín.
Buenas noches.
Quisiera preguntarte qué crees que le faltó para ganar el partido. Quizás ser un poco más preciso en la definición. ¿O crees también que todavía necesita mejorar en la generación y creación de oportunidades de gol en el medio campo, en la zona del medio campo de ofensivo?
What do you think it was missing? Was it more being playmaking, being creative, or something else?
No, the goal. We didn't score, and of course the goal is missing. But we created a lot of chances. We had the possession. We had the. Do you want me to answer in Spanish or in English?
How do you feel more?
Or in Italiano, Portuguese. Well. Yeah, I'm going to continue in English so everybody understands. We create plays. We have these combinations. We have these rotations. We create the space for the one to occupy the space. We make some runs. We go long sometimes on the side. We go low sometimes with our midfielders. So we have options. Sometimes you can... create more, sometimes you can't. The opponent counts. These Forge players are very sharp, are very fast, and they also press very good. They are well organized. So it's not easy. It's not easy. So I think nothing was left off of what we normally do. We weren't so lucky to convert one goal or two goals. We had 2-3 opportunities right there when we pressed very hard and we stole the ball and we couldn't do it. So I think it was just a matter of a situation, but I think the boys did very well.
Thank you.
Ross.
Ben, there was a sort of midfield battle that broke out tonight, and I think sort of, you know, towards the thought of a clean sheet, and I believe this is actually the club's third clean sheet only in this derby against Forge, and the first 0-0 between these two sides in 25 matches between these two clubs. So, sort of with those stats in mind, how much do sort of the forwards and the midfielders have to sort of in this role for the clean sheet tonight as well, in terms of
Everybody has a role. Everybody has a starting point, a finishing point in the two phases of the game. So our midfield is a balance and the link between defense and attacking lines. They have a role that permit us to be balanced and compact. And of course, when we have the ball in possession, they are the creators of the game and ball possession, and of course many things that we train over the week. But in defense, they need to be center midfielders. They need to come down and recover position and press high like strikers. You saw Juan pressing very high and then coming back as a center midfielder. They are box to box. They are box to box, and they need to understand that in order for us to have results, they need to be back box to box. So we have these kind of players. Sometimes I tell you they can play a little bit better than other days. They can be more efficient than other days. But today I think they were amazing. They tried their best and they ran. And for me, when a player tells me I left my heart and my mind and my life in there, it's enough. The results will come.
And like you said, the results will come. And I think from a pragmatic point of view, I'm just curious on sort of how you approach the standings at this point.
Standings?
Yeah, at this point in stage in the competition.
I don't know how many points we have.
There.
No. Today we had 1 point. That's it. That's what I know.
Well, more about the standings there was that. Like, you've played the three best teams, like whack, 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 in the last 3 weeks. And then there's like a 7 point gap of the other teams. I mean, you might have played everyone almost once by now. You notice that there's... like as opposed to other years when you weren't here, that there now is like a gap between the teams.
Yeah. Well, I guess at this point of the competition, the most consistent teams are the ones that are going to have more points accumulated at the end of the road. I think it's a very balanced competition because, for example, Halifax might beat Ottawa, please. And then from there, anybody can beat anybody. I mean, but yes, the consistency, the regularity. You see Ottawa in the last games, they didn't do good for 4 games. And then they came and they just scored a lot of goals. And they will be continuing doing good, I guess. So at the end of the competition, the last 10 games, the more consistent, regular, and... the team that has more consistency and of course better trained and better coached are the ones that are going to accumulate more points for sure.
Sí, señor. Para el diario ASI, para bien sport.
Sí.
Venga, un partido muy complicado,
muy
físico, quizá el más complicado que me ha tocado ver el equipo, pero de los últimos 5 partidos, ya lo decían, ¿no?, habían recibido el York al menos 3 goles en cada uno de ellos y hoy se van con la meta en cero. ¿Eso es también una victoria para ti, por así decirlo? ¿Y sientes que tu equipo está camino a estar lo más sólido que está? ¿En qué punto están ahora mismo?
Sí, yo lo veo como una evolución, un avance, el hecho de que no recibamos goles, bueno, te da la oportunidad de al menos saber que tienes un punto, ¿no? Y después lo que puedas lograr en ataque, las evoluciones en las progresiones que nosotros intentamos puedan ejecutar y puedan llegar a un buen fin, pues te da la posibilidad de los 3 puntos, ¿no? Al final, como decía, si cierras el torneo sólido defensivamente en todas las líneas, en fase, sin posesión, en las 3 zonas del campo o 4 zonas del campo, presionando muy bien, viniendo a bloque medio, viniendo a bloque bajo y sabiendo qué hacer en las mismas, estás más cerca de guardar el cero atrás y estás mucho más cerca de tener confianza para poder anotar, ¿no? Nosotros somos un equipo que nos gusta tener la posesión, nos gusta elaborar, nos gusta crear, nos gusta hacer, pero hay veces como hoy que te cuesta trabajo porque tienes enfrente un rival muy poderoso con nombres de jugadores muy poderosos y con una historia importante, ¿no? Entonces, creo que por el lado que lo veas, es un gran punto, y guardando el cero atrás es un plus que nosotros logramos hoy. Me hubiese gustado tener los tres, todos los partidos me hubiese gustado tener los tres, pero bueno, al final tuvimos una al final que pudo haber sido el diferenciador y desafortunadamente no nos tocaba, ¿no? Pero creo que es positivo por muchos lados lo que pasó hoy.
Venga, para BM Sports. Hoy se organizó por cuarta ocasión la iniciativa para estar pendiente de la salud mental. Quisiera saber cómo consideras que influye este tema en los jugadores. Para ti, ¿cómo influye este tema?
Pues me tienen que revisar a mí, yo creo, porque realmente es un tema delicado, es un tema complicado. La mente es todo, la mente es la fuerza que te da para todo tu vida, ¿no? Tu progreso, ¿no? Que si tú tienes una mente tranquila, una mente equilibrada, una mente balanceada, una mente en paz, seguramente puedes lograr muchas cosas. Entonces es muy importante, a mí me encanta, porque los jugadores hoy día, y bueno, creo que siempre, pero hoy día las generaciones tienen muchos pensamientos y tienen muchas ideas y están un poco distraídos por muchos factores. Entonces la salud mental para mí pues es la base de la de que haya paz en muchos sentidos, ¿no? Entonces bueno, pues felicidades y qué bueno que se hace. Yes, gracias.
Después del partido contra Calgary dijiste que cuando estaban primero no eran los mejores del mundo.
Sí.
Ni después de haber perdido son los peores.
Sí, señor.
Ahora, sé que te gusta hablar de lo que pasa ahora en el presente y
sí,
en el pasado, como lo dijiste igual en la anterior conferencia. Mi pregunta es la siguiente: ¿qué mejoraron respecto al anterior partido contra Cavalry?
Sí.
¿Y qué queda pendiente?
Sí.
Para empezar a mejorar el entrenamiento que viene mañana, el próximo.
Sí, pienso que mejoramos mucho en la colaboración colectiva, en el esfuerzo, en los duelos individuales. Hoy ganamos más duelos, hoy fuimos más fuertes en la presión, fuimos más coordinados, fuimos más colaborativos como equipo que con Calvary. Con Calvary tuvimos descuidos de distancias, tuvimos descuidos de presión, de comunicación probablemente, y creo que hoy se mejoró, hoy trabajamos como equipo. Hoy nunca había un equipo partido, nunca había un equipo no volviendo en las transiciones, nunca había un equipo distraído, y creo que eso fue la mejora más importante que tuvimos. Pero ahora tenemos que capitalizar lo que estamos haciendo, ¿no? Ahora tenemos que mejorar en tres cuartos para poder tener mayores oportunidades de profundidad y de poder tener mayores resultados en nuestras aproximaciones al arco, ¿no? Rival. Tuvimos algunas que pudimos concretar y esa eficiencia y eficacia y ser letales en esas que tenemos, nos tenemos que convencer que nosotros, como un equipo mediano, un equipo que trabaja mucho, pues tendrá una o dos, ¿no? O tres, y tenemos que capitalizarlas, porque no podemos ser un equipo que llegue 10 veces y tenga una, porque nos va a costar mucho trabajo. Entonces, bueno, desde ahí trabajar mucho durante la semana, que es larga, jugamos hasta el lunes, entonces tenemos oportunidades para eso.
Gracias.
Yeah.
Just one for me before you wrap.
Yes.
One of the biggest things since your arrival, belief. Talk to any of the players, it's about believing in what you are telling them about a championship and how good they are and their talents. Tonight, after last Friday, home loss, the performance like that, get that belief back in the group about first place in the table and possibilities for the rest of the season.
If you believe you can do it, then you can do it because you believe. You know, it's the belief of what you are, of what you can do, gives you the opportunity to create the situation. If you don't believe as a starter, if you don't think you can do it, and you are certain and convinced that you can do it, it's impossible. It doesn't happen. So, of course, my approach is on the belief, on the self-confidence, on the self esteem of the players, that they know, they should know that they are capable of competing in this league without a doubt. And after they believe, after they are certain, then things will happen. Because it's what we were saying. Everything starts from the belief of the mind and the positivity that you can create situations. But also you need to work. So the transmission of the idea and the convincement of the different game plans and strategies and tactical setups, that is a task that my staff and myself need to improve and need to be very targeting the players in a better way, so they continue believing, because beliefs has to last until the end. All right, guys.
Thank
you so much. Take care.
Thank you, Benjamin.
Recording
no,
stopped.
No one said about me, please.
Don't worry, it'll be all over the internet. All
right.
Yeah, but in a good way.
Okay. Ciao.
Did you get the AI? Oh. Doing the transcript in Spanish too?
Oh, no. You know, I think someone's like it does.